You're listening to Muse Live.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to Muse Live. And today we're going to be doing the Mandalorian After Show for Season 2, Episode 6. So, this was a crazy episode. We jump right into it. And we start off with Baby Yoda and the Mandalorian entering the planet where Baby Yoda is supposed to summon a Jedi, basically. And so the Mandalorian places him on the stone. He doesn't really do anything. But before they get to the planet, the Mandalorian kind of starts to, or Din Djarin, as I'm going to call him, starts to begin his goodbyes. And it's interesting to see him, open up almost, despite the fact he still doesn't take his helmet off, but, it's interesting to see him open up to Baby Yoda, and, it really shows how attached he's become to him. And I mean, how attached we've all become to, little Grogu. So it was refreshing to see the Mandalorian show emotion, even though you can't see his face. Let me know if that sounds weird. Moving on from that, they end up landing on the planet, and he puts Baby Yoda on the stone. Baby Yoda doesn't really do anything, so the Mando turns away and starts to walk away, and then as soon as he does, Baby Yoda starts emitting like this crazy, like, I don't even know what it was. It's something we've never seen before. It's like a beam of blue light. It's a CG sky beam. It's very original. All joking aside, it's the blue light that descends up into the sky, and apparently Jedi can see it, but the Empire was also able to see it, and one ship carrying a Boba Fett. So Boba Fett soars down, along with Fennec from last season. I blinked on Fennec's name for a second there. But Fennec was presumed to be dead, but she was found by Boba Fett. And then Boba Fett made her, like, half-robot or something? I'm not entirely sure what happened with that. It was kind of brief, and you saw, like, some robot parts. So I guess she's, like, part robot now. So that's interesting, I guess. So we end up meeting them. They fight for a tiny bit, and apparently Fennec has a bead on little Grogu, but they end up coming to a peaceful resolution, and they team up to fight the Empire as the Empire arrives. So Moff Gideon's Empire descends on Grogu, the Mandalorian, Fennec, and Boba Fett. And they start fighting them off. Boba Fett eventually ends up getting his armor, but not after showing off some amazing skills with this Tusken Raider staff. And, man, he just massacres the stormtroopers. It is nuts to see. And just very, very cool. It was some amazing action sequences. I know he doesn't carry a lightsaber, but him with a double-bladed lightsaber would be... man, he would be unstoppable. Moving on from that, he eventually gets his armor back and just utterly destroys the stormtroopers. The stormtroopers end up fleeing, and they soar away in their ship. But he locks onto them with his missile from his jetpack, blows up both of the ships, and they escape. So then Boba Fett, but the Mandalorian and Fennec go up to get Baby Yoda because they see that the Empire is coming because Moff Gideon sends down a couple of Dark Troopers. Now, Dark Troopers aren't a very well-known thing, but I did a little bit of research on them, and Dark Troopers are basically very, very powerful robots. I'm not entirely sure why they needed midichlorians for robots, is the only thing, because they were very clearly robots. Like, I thought maybe they're cyborgs at first, but no, they were very clearly robots. So clearly he's using the midichlorians for something else, but we will talk about that more later. Right now, this is the episode recap. So, getting back to the episode recap, so they send down the Dark Troopers, and the Dark Troopers grab Baby Yoda, and they get him out of there, or Grogu. I'm calling him Baby Yoda. It's just, if you don't name your characters for, like, a full year, or 2 years, no, a full year, the fan base kind of comes up with the names for Baby Yoda. So he's Baby Yoda to most of us. I do like the name Grogu. Eventually, I will probably start using Grogu and get used to it. But for now, I'm still using Baby Yoda because that's just the one we've been using for so long. It's it seems more his name to me than Grogu. But I do like the name Grogu. Don't get me wrong. I am happy that we finally found out his name. But I think it should have been sooner. So Grogu is captured by the Empire and captured by Moff Gideon, and like force chokes and beats up a bunch of stormtroopers. And then Moff Gideon, like, baby talks? It's a little bit weird. But Moff Gideon, like, baby talks to Grogu, even though he's 50 years old. And then he's like, oh, so sleepy. And then, like, it was a little bit weird. I'm not gonna lie. the dude's 50 years old. I mean, like, I know he's a baby, but you don't need to talk to him. I know he looks like a baby. You don't need to talk to him like he is a baby. So then Moff Gideon leaves and, puts, like, tiny force handcuffs on Baby Yoda. This scene was a little, we could have done without the baby talk. I'm not gonna lie. But, it just seemed a little bit weird to me coming from Moff Gideon, of all people, but who knows? Grogu works in mysterious ways. He's very cute. Who knows? So then we cut to the Mandalorian going back to Navarro. I actually didn't realize it was Navarro for a moment. I was like, what planet is this? And I was like, oh, duh, it's Navarro. Where Cara Dune is, and goes down to try and find out, Blofeld, I believe his name was. Something starting with a B and then Blofeld. And so he goes down there to find him and try and break him out of prison, presumably for next episode when they try and break him on board the Empire transport. Which should be interesting. I'm excited to have Bill Barr back. And yes, they did both Bill Barr's name and his character's name both start with B's in the first and the last name. And yes, I did notice that. So Blofeld should be there in the next episode, and I'm excited for it. Originally, Cara Dune declines, says that she's official now and has to follow the rules, and then he tells her he's got the kid. And, of course, whenever anybody has taken the Grogu, little baby Grogu, everyone has to drop everything to take care of baby Grogu, and that's not me making fun of the show. I'm being dead serious. Like, you could be working on stabilizing a nuclear core and baby Grogu, like, I don't know, trips and falls, and you run over away from the nuclear core to go help up baby Grogu. Because he's just that cute. Alright, so, everybody, that was our recap for today, and we're going to be going into theories and segments after this short ad break. And we are back. So, we are here to talk about what I think is going to happen in Mandalorian Season 2, Episode 7, and what's coming next. So, I think, personally, next episode is going to be a recruitment episode, much like we saw for last season, where Baby Yoda is captured, and they have to get it back from Moff Gideon, the Empire. So obviously, we're going to have Blofeld, played by Bill Barr. Bill Burr, sorry. Wrong Bill. And we're going to... I predict we're going to see Cobb Vanth back, played by Timothy Oliphant. It's possible we could see Ahsoka Tano, although I do doubt it. But it's possible that we could see her return. We could see Cara Dune join them, but she is kind of tied up in legal affairs with the Republic right now, so possibly not. But I think we're absolutely going to see Blofeld. We probably will see Cobb Vanth, and we might see Ahsoka Tano, join them. Something I would like to see personally is I would like to see Greef Karga join them. Although I know he is the magistrate of a planet right now, so he's kind of governing. Apparently he's been stuck with a bunch of paperwork, so governing a planet is a lot of work. But if he could join them just for one last mission, that would be great. and someone is probably gonna die next episode, even though I don't really want to think about it. Someone probably is, and so I'm kind of thinking about who it's gonna be. I really hope it's not Cobb Vanth. I love the character. I was a fan of him before the episode came out, and I was really, really excited when they did end up releasing him into canon again after the whole J.J. Abrams mess that we're not gonna talk about. what I think we're gonna be seeing is we're probably gonna see them have to infiltrate the ship somehow. Maybe pull the old Chewbacca trick and have the bounty hunter Blofeld bring in Mando, or maybe they just sneak in. I forgot to mention this, but we are absolutely almost confirmed to see the Night Owls in the next episode, because Bo-Katan is all about fighting the Empire. I mean, she took down an entire ship and captured it. She said, like, if you ever need anything, you can help us. Well, he definitely needs them right now, so he's probably going to call upon the Night Owls next episode. We're going to see them all join forces. It should be pretty awesome. Obviously, we're going to have Boba Fett with them. We're going to have Fennec. I don't know why I can't. I don't know why I can't remember her name. Fennec. I don't know why it's not staying in my head. I always think Krennic from Rogue One. Krennic. Fennec. Getting back on track. What I think could end up happening is, once they infiltrate the ship, they might have to have, some sort of, duel between Moff Gideon with the Darksaber and Mando with the Beskar Spear. And I think that would be really, really awesome. We've already seen kind of a lightsaber duel, kind of. It was with Morgan Elsbeth, the popular girl who's throwing a party next Saturday at her parents' house. Morgan Elsbeth, she lives down the road. Just kidding. Morgan Elsbeth was apparently built in Imperial starships. She was in episode 5 where oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Rosario Dawson's played Ahsoka Tano. It's titled The Jedi. That was difficult. I'm sorry, guys. Rosario Dawson played Ahsoka Tano in that episode. We saw a lightsaber duel between her and Morgan Elsbeth. And I'm sorry, but that name, Morgan Elsbeth, you have names like Din Djarin. You don't hear many Din Djarins. Morgan Elsbeth just really, really feels like not Star Warsy at all. I don't know why that was in there, but I don't think that was Legends or anything. I think they were just like, yeah, this is my daughter's best friend. I'll just put her name in there or whatever. It just felt kind of weird to me, but that's probably just me. So we already saw a lightsaber duel between Morgan Elsbeth and Ahsoka Tano. And, well, that was fun. It was a Beskar spear. I mean, as awesome as Beskar spears are, I really want to see a lightsaber on lightsaber, you know? Like, good old classic Star Wars. And, one of the things I like about The Mandalorian is that it's not necessarily tied to the Jedi and tied to all of this mystical force stuff. And yes, we do have little baby Grogu, but it's not so much focused on bloodlines and all of this crazy stuff. You know, it's more as Boba Fett said in this episode, he pointed out what his father used to say, I'm just a man trying to make my way through, I'm just a lonely man trying to make my way through a universe. I was so excited when I saw that line, because as a kid, when I was little, this is going off on a long trail, but I had a book where it showed all of the different characters, and that was Boba Fett's thing, and I really liked Boba Fett's armor because I thought it was awesome, and apparently a lot of people did, because they ended up making the Mandalorians after Empire Strikes Back. They ended up making all of the Mandalorians because his armor was so awesome and everyone loved him so much. I thought he looked really darn cool, which he did. So Boba Fett said his father's classic lines that were mentioned in the book, I'm just a lonely man trying to make my way through the universe. And when he said that, it just clicked because it had been part of my childhood. And I was like, yes, he said it. He said the thing. Yeah, I mean, you know, this is the way. that was a really fun moment for me. But getting back on track, what really makes the Mandalorian so special to me is that it's away from all the mysticism and the bloodlines. It's just this one guy trying to raise this crazy, like, powerful kid. And it's in the style of, like, a Western, and it's so awesome, because we've seen spaghetti Westerns and all of that. The graphics are amazing, the story is breathtaking, and, well, it does take on kind of like almost a video game quest thing, like, if you do this for me, then I'll give you information for this, you know? But, I enjoy it. It's just a really, really fun experience. And, I mean, if you don't enjoy it, that's all right. I haven't met anyone who doesn't enjoy The Mandalorian, whether they understand it or are even, like, a major fan of it. It's still enjoyable to watch an episode, you know? And I think that's why The Mandalorian has such a big place in all of our hearts. And then there are just a bunch of people who like Baby Yoda. But, I mean, who can blame him? Baby Yoda's pretty cute. I may have bought merchandise. But, I mean, who hasn't? So, getting back to the topic of... Oh, wow, I went on a long trail there. I'm sorry. They clicked on here expecting to listen to some, like, crazy, like, facts that I found from an episode, and I just go on a trail about, like, merchandise and my childhood, and I'm sorry about that. You guys want to hear a bunch about my childhood, don't you? Yeah, that's definitely why you clicked on the Mandalorian Season 2 Episode 6 after show. I'm sorry. Getting back to it. And then I think for the finale, we're obviously gonna have to leave off on some kind of cliffhanger, because they just left us on a cliffhanger in this one. An episode earlier, they gave us a cliffhanger, which was interesting. I mean, I'm down for that. But they gave us a cliffhanger. And so next episode, maybe they're going to give us another cliffhanger. I don't know what they would be able to do. You know what they could do? For a crazy cliffhanger. They could have... This is gonna make some people really mad, but they could bring Rosario Dawson back for Ahsoka, and in the episode tomorrow, just have her have the lightsaber duel with Moff Gideon, and then be just brutally slaughtered by him, like him just kill Ahsoka Tano, or maybe she sacrifices herself. She's gonna go down like a warrior, so maybe she sacrifices herself because she is a pretty popular character, and she has been around for a while, so they'll probably give her a good ending, but I think she might actually die in the next coming episode. Rosario Dawson's Ahsoka Tano might die in the next episode, which as much as I love the character, and I know we just got her in live action, we kind of know she's dead from Rise of Skywalker. We kind of already know she's dead because we heard her voice with the ghosts, or spirits, or whatever that was supposed to be. But yeah, so we kind of know she's dead already. I think it would be really cool if she, like, went out and, like, saved Baby Yoda, saved the next generation, you know? So now that she's, I don't know. How old is Ahsoka Tano at this point? I mean, it's after Empire, so... let's see. Anakin was, like, 45 when he died. I don't know how old she was. I'll have to look that up, but she's definitely younger than 45. Let's call her about... maybe 38. Let's call her 38. So, that's still pretty young, so passing on to the next generation of, Jedi, which is something I think I would enjoy, but I do think that could be the cliffhanger for next episode, because we all kind of know there's going to be a cliffhanger next episode. They're going to give us some massive cliffhanger, bigger than the one we just got, if possible. And there should be some crazy awesome action between Mando and his ultimate enemy, droids, or Dark Troopers, as they are called. I don't know. I guess it seems a little bit weird to me to see droids in Star Wars that are so immensely powerful, because, I mean, we know R2-D2, we know 3CPO, I mean, we know the super battle droids in the prequels, which, I love the prequels. The only reason we ended up getting the J.J. Abrams films that everyone always complains about is because everybody told George Lucas that his prequels sucked, which they didn't, in my opinion. They didn't. And so, that's why he ended up selling it to J.J., and J.J., or selling it to Disney, and Disney ended up making the other sequels, and you hated those too, so, I mean, maybe if you hadn't been so harsh to George Lucas, then maybe you would have gotten some really good movies instead of the J.J. Abrams stuff, you know?